For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Mustafa Khoshchish, journalist and political commentator. Thank you very much once again for joining us, sir, on Press TV's Top 5. Now, in the previous case, the ICJ ruled in favor of Iran, and we saw the U.S. reaction, which was pulling out of the 1955 treaty. What are you expecting to come out of this hearing?
Hello, and thanks for having me. You know, the United States has long been posing a major and serious threat to international order. The United States' mockery of law, where it's trying to punish Iran for the 9/11 attacks, while Iran has never been mentioned in this case, and in many other cases, they are trying to punish Iran for actually no standing evidence or witness, while they are ignoring the Saudis' clear role and involvement and sponsoring of the 9/11 attack. This means a mockery of the law, and they believe that their local courts are qualified to do something which they are not, actually. This is a responsibility of international courts like the ICJ. As a matter of fact, the U.S. unilateral approaches are endangering order in that respect, that the U.S. is misusing its agreements, judicial agreements with other countries, in order to play the role of the ICJ. That means that the U.S. is showing full disrespect for the global body, for the U.N. Now, this has always been the case, but under Clinton, Obama, Bush, and others, but under this president, because he has left no leverages and he has left no button untouched, and he's pushed all the buttons, he has removed the veil from the facade of the United States. So everyone is seeing for himself or herself what's going on here. This has caused the U.S. to be seen by the world naked, especially after its unilateral move and threat to the global order by its withdrawal, unilateral withdrawal from the JCPOA. And the world is now showing more companionship with Iran after the U.S. Started showing hostility in its interactions with Chinese, with Russians, with the EU and others. So it seems that the world body, as well as the world states, have now come to realize what a threat the U.S. could be to the world stability and security and order. But of course, this doesn't mean that the situation is satisfactory. The ICJ is duty bound by its own rules and regulations to put on hold the action on the dispute as soon as a complaint is filed against an action. They did that, but partially actually in the last case, which was related to Iran and the US, and they put on hold those sanctions that were related to the supply of humanitarian goods and products, while they should have put on hold all sanctions. It seems that the UN and its affiliated bodies, they have started moving in the right path, but their move is slow, and they need to be pushed forward. So the best thing for Iran to not just restore its right, but also speed up this trend and this move is keep punching through the use of international community.
Thank you very much. Mr. Khoshchish, we are running out of time, but one final point. We do realize that the rulings of international courts, such as the ICJ, are not legally binding. And of course, when it comes to the Trump administration, nothing is. But what will it do to the image of the United States on an international scale?
Well, first things first. First of all, the ICJ could refer the case to the UN Security Council. It's true that the US is in there, is a member, is a main member, is a veto-wielding member, and could veto any decision to be made by the Council. But it would once again show the US isolation. When the US started and held a meeting on Iran, actually, which was chaired by its President Donald Trump, at the UN Security Council, we all saw how the U.S. was pushed into isolation, because every member from the veto building to non-permanent members of the UN Security Council, everyone stressed that the U.S. Had done a wrong thing by pulling out of the JCPOA. This is called isolation, and the U.S. would be much more isolated, and it would be weakened, especially in exercising its upcoming sanctions and pressures.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Mustafa Khoshchism, journalist and political commentator, with his take regarding Iran's complaint at the ICJ. The court hearings will continue until Friday, and of course we will be keeping you updated on the matter.